This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I hope you're enjoying your Labor Day celebration. Hopefully, you know what? Usually for Memorial Day and Labor Day and all those other stuff, all those other holidays, I always tell you that, you know, tell your kids, right? Enlighten your kids as to what the day's about. Make sure they understand it's not just barbecue day. Do you know what I mean? And this one, I'm at a loss, though. If you pick up the first segment, you'll find out more about the day or what have you. Now, Wayne Allen Root will join me later on at the bottom of the hour. Love that guy. He's written a book called Angry White Male. And no, it's not about white supremacy like some of you think it is. Nothing to do with it. But he is on it. He is, you know, all about laying out. I'm not even going to tell you you're going to have to listen when he shows up. But again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me today. All right, so there's so much to have fun with today. And I mean so much. Let's see. Let's do this one. So, Gary Johnson, the independent, I don't even know what he's running as, you know, the third-party freetoid. I have no other. Look, I know some of you like this guy, and you think he stands for a lot of good things, but I want you to hear, right, we've got a clip of him. I want you to hear his viewpoint, his take on certain issues. You know, he seems like one of those guys that just, maybe he's got like 49 cards in the deck. You know what I'm saying here?
They came into this country because they couldn't get in legally, and the
so break the law. See, you see what he's saying here? Okay, if you can't do it by the rules, feel free to break the law. It's okay by me.
Jobs existed. Just so that you know, when you use that term illegal immigrants, you are upsetting a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, it's the when you use the word like incarcerated. And criminal, it makes the guys in jail feel so bad. There was another thing. I forgot about this. I know, I already started off, right? Some of the applications now, right? You can't, you know, federal criminal, all that stuff, felon. They don't want you using any of those words anymore because it makes the felons feel bad. I mean, have we gone that far down the tubes? Right? Are we that far down into the dungeon that there ain't no recovery? We can't call a criminal anymore. We can't. You know, soon, you won't be able to call somebody a rapist. Oh, no, well, the rape culture people will get a little crazy. But still, you won't be able to call people, you know, racist murderers. Right? That'll all go away. Especially if Mr. Johnson is, because you don't want people to feel bad about what they are. Let me see, you come into the country illegally, use illegal means to get here. You break the laws of the country to get here, but we shouldn't call you here illegally. We shouldn't call you illegal immigrants because it makes you feel bad.
By saying, just so that you know.
Okay.
Note if you use...
Yeah, because he had no clue. He had no clue that they feel bad or that they, you know, don't like the term, right? Because he hasn't been watching TV for the last 15 years.
The term illegal immigrants, that is very incendiary to our Hispanic population here in this.
No. It's only incendiary to the illegal. Now, here's where I can call you out as being a racist. It's only incendiary to the illegals, not illegal Hispanics, because there's a lot more than just Hispanics that are here illegally. There are Middle Easterns that are here illegally. There are Asians that are here illegally. There are Hispanics. There are Italians here illegally. So I'm sorry. Who's the one who's racist? Who's the one who's applying this to a certain race? I love when you do that. It's just like with the driver license thing, right? I mean, with the ID thing for voting. Well, African Americans, you know, they can't get driver's licenses. They can't get IDs. Why? Are you saying they're too stupid? They have the they're incapable of figuring out how to make it happen, right? What are you saying exactly? And why is it only the African American community? Again, why isn't it the Italian community? Why isn't it other communities? Why isn't it only that community? You got me so confused.
Country.
Why is that?
It just is. It just is. Just so that you know. Just so that you know and you don't have to use that term.
But isn't the term accurate in the sense that they entered the country, they immigrated to the country illegally, so they are...
Came into this country because they couldn't get in legally.
Could you answer the question, please? Yeah, that would be very good, if you would. Yeah. It's really simple. If they came in the country illegally, then they're here illegally. Nobody asked you if they came here looking for jobs. When was that part of the conversation? There's a lot of people. Hey, I got some news for you, Johnson. There's 94 million Americans looking for jobs, and they're already here legally. What do you think of that one?
And the jobs existed.
If you enter the country without documentation, is that or is that not an illegal act?
Well, you're describing that as something criminal when
nope,
you go back.
I don't want, this is why I don't want him as president. He can't simply answer the question. What makes him better than the other two? He's not answering the question either. He won't take a hard stand one way or the other on illegal immigration. This is a joke. If they come here without papers, if they come here without going through the proper channels, are they not here illegally? Yes or no?
It's a pretty simple. The way I asked the question was relatively simple. Is it an illegal act to enter the country?
This guy's great. He's not giving up. He's staying on it, and he should. Because Gary Johnson is acting like a stereotypical political moron running for office.
In violation of our immigration laws.
How do I answer this so I don't get in trouble? Oh, let me see.
Technically, yes.
Okay.
See? We are 1 minute and 4 seconds into this. 1 minute and 4 seconds of him being asked several times about illegal versus... I mean, legal immigration is fine. You do it the legal way, there isn't a person on the right that has a problem with you doing it the legal way. The problem we always have is you doing it the illegal way. Just seems to be a real problem for you making a difference between the two. I don't know why. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. A lot going up there. Don't go far. We're going to listen to this more on just a little bit more. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the reggae beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom.
Well, now that we're going to Cuba and back again, right, we've opened it all up. Maybe Cuban Pete or Cuban Juan or Cuban Jose or whatever it is. Right? I mean, because Chick Chicky Boom's going to be okay again, right? I mean, can you imagine? Oh, well, maybe a white guy can't say it. He's got a green mask on. That's how he's getting away with it. I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, a big part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation. We've got a lot going on. And for you to be involved, it just makes it easier for us to figure out what direction to go in. Okay, listen. At the bottom of the hour, I promise you, Wayne Allen will join us. Wayne's written a book called Angry White Male. It's a great book. But forget him for a minute. I want to get back to this nut job. Gary Johnson, who's, you know, everybody wants to give him credit as being the third one in. he can't answer a question. You have to pick up the first segment. We were a minute plus into it, and I've interrupted a couple times, as you know that I do. But interrupting it a couple times. And then what happens? He can't answer the question. Finally, the interviewer gets him to answer a question. It's, if you come into this country without the papers that you need, without following the proper channels, without doing it the right way, are you here illegally? He can't say yes or no. What's he say?
Technically, yes.
No. Legally, yes. My God. Hey, when I get pulled over for speeding, I'm going to look at him and go, officer, technically, I might have been speeding, but, you know, I have to get home to feed my kids. I had to stop by the supermarket. I've really got bad gas. No, I've got diarrhea really bad. I've got a problem holding my water. I need to get there as soon as I... Are we serious? I mean, we're going to have a... You know, between the defenses that Hillary has put up and some of these other morons running for office, we're going to have a field of defenses when we get into court. None of them will work for you because you don't have $100 billion or $100 million heading for $1 million campaign slush fund. Right? It's really that simple. Be nice if I could
and
hear it.
Just so that you know, when you use that term illegal immigrants, you are upsetting a lot of people by saying, just so that you know.
Okay, noted.
They came into this country because they couldn't get in legally, and the jobs existed.
Hillary Clinton.
All right, so you couldn't get in legally, and the jobs existed, and let's not give Americans an opportunity, a shot at those jobs. Let's make sure that we simply make sure that people who came here illegally, who don't pay taxes or haven't been paying taxes, you know, any of that stuff. I don't understand what the issue is here. And for you guys that are flag-waving anything goes when it comes to immigration, so you're okay with people breaking the law. This is good for you, right? Is that kind of what you're saying here? God, these people make me nuts.
A wonderful public servant, I guess I would say that. Hillary Clinton.
Hold on.
A wonderful...
Existed.
This is Gary Johnson. Talking about Hillary Clinton. Hold on.
Hillary Clinton. A wonderful public servant, I guess I would say that. Hillary Clinton. A wonderful public servant, I guess I would say that.
And it's worth keeping in mind that his running mate, the establishment tool William Weld, who's put on the Libertarian ticket despite not having solid credentials, basically because he can raise money, was actually once friends and co-workers with Hillary Clinton way back in the Watergate days when they were going after Nixon.
Old friend, nice kid, knew her in her 20s. We shared an office on the Nixon impeachment. Real bond, lifelong. Seriously, not kidding.
William Weld has like 40 years of history with Hillary Clinton. Not only that, but William Weld is the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations Special Report on Building a North American Community. So you've got Trump, who wants to build a wall and halt immigration, going up against not only Hillary, but a libertarian vice.
Yeah. The back part of that I don't really care about. I thought I had cut that part off, but I didn't. It's all right, whatever. Just the mere... I love this stuff. I really do. But I'm watching, you know, you guys on Facebook, Gary Johnson, viable alternative. He's this. No, he's not. The things that he says, the sane things, I'll put it that way, that he says in front of the cameras, right? When he's in these little, I don't want to call them little, that sounds like I'm degrading them, but when he's in these interview moments, I mean, he gets extremely stupid. They came here illegally, that's only technical. No, it's a reality. I didn't technically kill somebody. I killed somebody. I stopped their heart from moving. I didn't technically rob the bank. No, no, no. I went in and I took the money at gunpoint. I actually robbed the bank. We've become a society if we don't, nothing matters. There's no, you know, I got a new book coming out too here shortly. I know everybody's got a book, but one of the things I say in the book is we've lost absolutes. There are no absolutes. You are not absolutely a boy or a girl. Right? You're not absolutely an American. You know, you're not absolutely black or white. I mean, we've lost all these absolutes. And it's really funny how those of us who believe in God absolutely, absolutely believe in God, we're told we're nut jobs. We need to believe in evolution, which you can't prove, you can't touch, you can't start all over again. You can't show us how it works in any way, shape, manner, or form. You basically have absolutely no proof that evolution is real other than in a book, right? It is far harder to believe, and I love doing this. Some of you have heard this before, some of you haven't, that out of the vast wasteland of nothing that was a universe that didn't exist or did, I don't know. Where did the vast wasteland come from? See, nobody can seem to answer that question. What was here? And they say nothing. Okay, if nothing was here, where did the two atoms come from that had to collide to get this great energy moving forward that created this universe, this accidental universe, that everything is exactly spinning the way it's supposed to be spinning or doing what it's supposed to be doing? And so your billions of years of accidents, and you can't recreate any of them, is so much more believable than me believing in a creator of the universe who set everything rolling, right? Who created science. Yeah, that'll make some of the scientists pop. But I got news for you guys. You guys that are, you know, God haters that are and science lovers, more and more scientists, and I'm not talking 3 or 4%. The percentages are growing in leaps and bounds. Where scientists are saying there is some kind of divine hand in all of this. They keep disproving their own stuff. You can't have... Oh, I wish I could find that guy's... I'll have to grab that one of these days. You cannot... There's no new matter created, okay? Everything that's changing and evolving and moving, so the universe is the size it is, period. And things evolve and change and blow up and recreate. That's number one. Number two is there is an ending to the universe according to them. Not according to Joe, but according to them. Anyway, hey, Wayne Allyn Root's going to join us, and don't go far for this. I always have a good time with him. We always have a good time together. You won't be able to keep up, I guarantee it. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Massini, your host. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, for my Facebookers, hey, I really appreciate what you... I can't answer every question you ask. I cannot keep up with you guys, so don't, please, don't ask me to. Anyway, I got one of my... I love having this guy on the show. I mean, I really appreciate his time with us, and he's a... I don't want his head to get too big. He's a smart guy. I always appreciate what he has to say. We get great feedback when he's on the show. He's written a new book called Angry White Male. Wayne Allen Root joins me. How the Donald Trump Phenomenon is Changing America and What We Can All Do. Oh, God. You know, Wayne, if you can get us all together to save America or help him save America, you are a genius. How you doing?
Well, I don't know, Joe. I don't know if I'm getting everyone together, but I'm getting 40 million white males, angry white males together. Listen, even Michael Moore, the ultra-liberal, make-me-want-to-vomit filmmaker, was on Bill Maher a month ago, and he said, who's going to win the election? Bill Maher said Michael Moore, and Michael Moore said, Donald Trump, and the crowd booed, and Bill Maher's mouth fell open. He was shocked, and Bill Maher said, why do you say that? And he said, I know, I'm upsetting all of you, I know, but I just think Donald's going to win, and the reason why is 40 million angry white males. He gave the title of my book, for God's sakes, 40 million angry white males, and that's what my book's about. It's about making sure Donald can't win with 40 million angry white males alone, but it's making sure that we are all together voting as one. I believe we can be the soccer moms of the 2016 election. Angry white males are the soccer moms of this election.
I like that. Great. But all right, so let me ask you a question. He obviously he needs more than the 40 million white males. I mean, is he going to be able to get – we're hearing from media he can't get the blacks. He can't get the Hispanics. We're looking at these polls that have her up by 60 points. They must be terrified, number one. Number two is, do you believe the polls?
Well, I mean, listen, as of today, this morning, Rasmussen came out. I've always believed Rasmussen. I think it's the best poll in the country. And Trump is up 40-39 nationwide. Trump has the lead, folks. Wake up. Okay, this nonsense that you heard. First of all, over the last month, there were a lot of polls that showed him down double digits. None of them polled likely voters. If you go back and you look at the polls, Joe, like Bloomberg was a great example. Bloomberg had him down 2 points within the statistical margin of error, so he was tied. But they didn't like that outcome. So then they went back and they told everybody who originally said, I have no idea who I'm voting for, and I don't like either one of them, I hate them both, and I don't like the election, and I'm probably going to sit home. And they said, no, we won't allow you to give that answer. With a gun to your head, who do you want? And once they did that, he was down 6. So then the headline in Bloomberg was, Trump down 6. Really? Is that really the headline? Because people who say, I have no idea, and I'm probably not going to vote at all, and I hate them both, I don't think they should be polled at all. You throw them out. Then I just show up. And by the way, if they say that today, by November 8th, they may very well vote for Trump. So what they believe in today, when they hate them both, is of no significance at all. So I believe in the USC LA Times poll has Trump up by 3 nationwide. I believe in the Rasmussen poll has Trump up 1 this morning nationwide. I believe in the Zogby poll that last week had Trump down to, I'll bet you this week it comes out, he's up to, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
And after the speech that he gave on Wednesday night about immigration in Phoenix, Arizona, he could be up 5. That was one of the great speeches I've ever watched in my entire life.
Oh, you know, I'm live 6 to 9 West Coast, a plug for my own show, right? 6 to 9 West Coast, and I had people sending me tweets and sending me emails saying, God, you've got to hear this. This guy finally sounds presidential. Hey, do you think the new team that he's pulled in has changed him, has changed his approach? Because he does have a different demeanor than he did even a month ago.
Yeah, I mean, I just got asked that exact same question literally minutes ago on a radio interview, and I'll give you the same answer I gave them. There are no coincidences in life. Just like my book, Angry White Male, was written because there are no coincidences. The middle class is being targeted. It's a purposeful attack to destroy us. You can't imagine it's a coincidence that everything in life I believe in, Joe, is under attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my dad, the butcher, taught me to believe in God, country, family, American exceptionalism, capitalism, personal responsibility, Judeo-Christian values, the Second Amendment, police, military, and the U.S. Constitution. Every single thing I just named is under vicious assault in the United States under Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And you can't imagine that's a coincidence. And I also can't imagine that the fact that Kellyanne Conway got there and suddenly Trump gave a great economic speech, a great terrorism speech, a great speech aimed at the black community, and now an out-of-the-ballpark Grand Slam home run speech about immigration. Can't imagine it's a coincidence. They were all on teleprompter. He's sticking with the script, which is what you have to do as a candidate. And last night's speech, because you were on the air and didn't watch it, I'm just telling you, well, I could use one word to sum it up. American. He's an American running for president.
Oh.
For once, we have someone who doesn't give a damn about foreigners. He cares about Americans. He cares about America. He cares about American workers. He cares about American exceptionalism. He cares about American values. Isn't that the job of an American president? Last I checked, it is.
Yeah, Wayne, this might be a little bit more intense, but they did the same thing with Ronald Reagan. Remember, they called him a cowboy. He had no business being president. He had no business being governor. That kind of thing. I mean, they keep doing it. Not one of our candidates have they ever not said, hey, this guy's not qualified. They always say our candidate's not qualified. But
well,
they're afraid of him. That's why they've turned up the heat on this, haven't they?
Yeah, well, two answers to your question. Number one, I went to Columbia University from 79 to 83. And when I was there, the exact words they use today to describe Donald Trump, the liberals, and the media, the mainstream media, are the exact words they used to describe Ronald Reagan. Not just cowboy, but in Reagan's case, it was cowboy. But the ones that are in common, the clown, a
right.
joke,
yep.
The non-intellectual, a dummy, guy who doesn't read books, guy whose finger can never be allowed near the nuclear button. He's crazy. He's radical. You know, he's a Nazi. I heard that for Reagan. I hear it all the time for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, my story has been all night last night and all day today, the front cover of Fox News, which is one of the busiest websites in the world,
yep.
My summation of his speech last night, my response to it, my reaction to it. And I probably had 100 emails waiting when I woke up this morning from people who went to my website and responded and said something to me. And 97 of the 100 were, wow, we love you, what a great op-ed, and we love Donald Trump. 3 were from liberals, and they're just such lowlives. They're just nasty people. And all 3 mentioned that I'm a Nazi. You know, just keep in mind, you, I'm a Jew, but they called me a Nazi because I support Donald Trump. Can you imagine what wacko, weirdo people, you know, all of them say things like you're a Nazi and go to hell, I hope you die. I mean, they're just horrible people.
You know,
horrible people.
We could spend an hour. I have a daughter, a granddaughter that's half black. They make me call her that. I just call her my granddaughter. But I'm the racist. Right? They're always talking to me about being a racist. I think this is great. It, you know, your book, Angry White Male, this is funny, too. I've known you for quite some time now. You are not a racist, not by any stretch of the imagination.
No, but the book has, by the way, the book has really nothing to do with black
well,
and white.
You and I know that, but
yeah,
you know, you think I'm going to throw things at
you.
Yeah.
Male because it's my personal testimony. I was born a white, middle-class kid. And all those things I mentioned I believe in God, country, American exceptionalism, military, police, capitalism. Those are the things I was raised to believe in, and they're all under attack, and I don't think it's a coincidence. And so I wrote about it. I wrote about my years at Columbia and all the people I met who are today out to destroy America. And at the time, they all admitted they were going to someday destroy America because they were angry and guilty about being born with white privilege. And they thought every minority in this country is held down by white people with white privilege. I heard this day and night at Columbia. And so I wrote a book to show you that it's not a coincidence what's happening. Their intent is to destroy the middle class. They're all a bunch of elitists who went to the best schools, and they got in those schools because their mommy and daddy were rich. And they're totally guilty about it today. And they're trying to rip off every other person in this country who wants a chance to be successful someday and go to those schools.
You know, they've obviously never gone to the Appalachian Mountains, right? I mean, because all white people have white privilege, right? I mean, look at some of the bigger cities, the inner cities along the East Coast, where there's nothing but, you know, Irish or Germans or what have you. They're not living in a lap of luxury, last I checked.
No, well, neither was Wayne Root. I mean, look, I've been successful in America. I love America. I think you could sum up my conservative versus a liberal by just looking at Wayne Root versus Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback of the 49ers. Colin Kaepernick's angry. He has every right to be angry. I've got no problem with that at all. He's a black American, although he's like Obama, biracial. You'd think he was black and white, but no. He only counts himself as black, even though he was abandoned by his real parents and raised by a white adoptive couple. You'd think he'd love white people. Instead, he seems to hate them. And he hates America, and he hates white America, and he says it. You know, did you see the latest photo of the socks he wears at practice?
No. No,
he wears socks on the football field as an NFL player. They got the photo. Socks of a pig with a policeman's cap on.
Oh.
He's a disgusting lowlife. And he hates America because he feels like we're oppressive to black people. Well, I feel like America is being mean to small business owners and the middle class, which is predominantly white. But I've never taken it out on America or the national anthem or the flag. I love them all. I would die for them. I would die defending our flag and our right to sing to our national anthem. He wants to sit during the national anthem. He refuses to salute the flag. There's the difference between conservatives and liberals. He hates America. I hate liberal politicians. I don't hate America. Never will.
16. How oppressed can you be at $16 million a year? I really would like to... hear this one.
Oh, let me give you a better.
Hold on. We gotta go for a break. When we come back, you can bring it up. And I want to talk about a little bit about the Obama administration. What the heck? A little bit about the Obama administration. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Sheldon, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. One of my favorite guests of the show, Wayne Allen Root, you know, he's written a new book called Angry White Male, and I just want to get him right back on again because I don't want to lose a minute with him. Wayne, thanks for being with me today.
Hey, great to be on, and I wanted to make sure I gave you the exact numbers for Colin Kaepernick because you really need to have your face kind of like your jaw wide open and go, I can't even believe this guy hates America and thinks that we're being, you know, black people are being oppressed. So he makes his contract's $114 million. His guarantee is $60 million. His upfront signing bonus was $12 million cash. And he makes $19 million a year. You said $16 million. Don't, you know, let's not quibble over $3 million. But he makes $19 million a year to write on a clipboard and sit on the sidelines because he's a backup quarterback now. He was obviously given this contract thinking he would become like a Hall of Fame greatest right. quarterback that ever lived. And he turned out to suck. And as soon as the NFL defenses adjusted to him, he wasn't any good anymore. As soon as they shut down his run, he could not perform anymore. So it was a very bad contract by the 49ers. They're idiots. And I think there's a good chance you may see him get cut in the next few days to save, you know, a ton of money. And then he's going to be an unemployed guy with a $60 million guaranteed contract.
Wayne,
like $14 million, but $60 million guaranteed.
Yeah, but don't you think is a little bit of this maybe a setup, you know, to give him some kind of legal stance if they do
yes.
cut him?
Yes, because when he was a starter and a superstar, he never said any of this stuff. All of a sudden, there's the backup sitting on the bench with a good chance he will will not be named the starter this year. A very good chance. I think the odds are pretty good. Blaine Gabbert will be the starter for the 49ers. As you might know, Joe, my other career is Vegas odds maker. In addition to being a political guy on all the big political shows, I happen to be a Vegas odds maker as my base in life where it all started. And I still do that. And I know everything about football like I know about politics. And so those are the two loves of my life. As a matter of fact, all day long, I'm a workout nut, and I work out 2 hours a day.
Wow.
And the two things I watch when I'm on the treadmill are Fox News and the NFL Network. Those are the two. Sometimes I have them both on. Sometimes I have a split screen with both of them on. Most of the time I'm watching, you know, either Fox News or the NFL Network or a great movie on HBO, a macho violent, testosterone-driven male movie, as you might guess, with a Republican conservative. That's what I like. And Colin Kaepernick, I'm telling you, is a backup who is trying to make a name for himself with his sudden activism, and either he'll become famous in his mind off the activism because he can't do it on football anymore, and he'll become a household name, or he'll have an opportunity to sue because he'll say it is racism. That's why they got rid of me.
Yeah, I agree with you. As more I look into it, that's kind of what I'm coming down with. Hey, let's switch gears for a second. Let's talk about our favorite guy, Mr. Obama. But here's the deal. I'm sitting here wondering why he's fighting so hard for Hillary. Why he would have fought for Bernie as well. You know, he's made so many mistakes. He's got so many things going on that we don't know about. He needs Hillary to get in there to keep all this stuff hush-hush, to keep it quiet for years coming. Because Trump gets in there, he's going to expose all this stuff. These people are fighting for their political lives to a big degree. You know, talk about some of the policies that have really damaged us.
I gave Trump some advice. There's two things you ought to start calling Hillary. One is GDP, which is gross domestic poverty. That's what her policies will create. That's what Obama's policies have created, gross domestic poverty. The GDP is the lowest in history for 8 consecutive years, worse than the Great Depression. So start calling them GDP and make people laugh and make people think, wow, associate Hillary's name and Obama's name with poverty and misery. Right. And number two, start calling Hillary CCC. Every time she calls you KKK, call her CCC, standing for Clinton Crime Cartel. And that brings home the point, you know, crooked Hillary just sounds like she could be a pickpocket, right?
Right.
It's not really like a bad criminal. It doesn't make you a murderer. But Clinton Crime Cartel stands for like the Gambino crime family. She's running an organized crime family with the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. Those are you know, the Gambinos couldn't have done better. Those are just giant extortion mafia outfits that extort foreign governments and foreign corporations for money, and in return for a donation, which is really extortion and a bribe, in return for that, she gives away government power, government contracts, government awards with your taxpayer money. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the Gambinos and the Genoveses and the Columbos could have never thought of anything this disgusting. It's unbelievable. This incredibly sneaky. She is an absolute traitor, guilty of treason. There's no question. You can't sell the Secretary of State's office. It's unbelievable that she's gotten away with this. But if a Republican ever tried it, Joe, he'd be in prison, no question.
I'll give you, if a Republican tried 1/100th of what she's doing,
right.
You know, they,
correct.
Right, media would be all over them. They would be, you know, again, I know it's an old story, but Nixon, compared to what she's done and is doing, Nixon was a Boy Scout, for God's sakes. You know?
Right, but the whole difference is the media controls the narrative,
right.
And the mainstream media hated Nixon with a passion, just like they hate Trump with a passion. And they hated Reagan with a passion. And they love Hillary. They love any Democrat, by the way. Loved Obama. They loved Hillary.
Sure.
If it was Bernie as the candidate, they would have protected him. And by the way, think of the unfairness. If they put a camera on Donald Trump all day long, try to find one word or one sentence out of context, and they play it day and night to
make him look like an
idiot in the fence, right? If they did that to Bernie Sanders, can you imagine what he said at Bernie Sanders rallies? I've never been to a Bernie Sanders rally in my life. I've never heard a Bernie Sanders speech in my life. I've never even listened to the Democratic debates. I don't know what Bernie was saying. But the guy's an out-of-control, radical, wacko communist who went on his honeymoon to the old Soviet Union. I mean, that's how insane he is. Can you imagine what he must have let fly at his rallies with all these commies in the audience screaming and egging him on? He must have said the most horrible things about capitalism and people who made money and America. And yet the media never grabbed the line, never played it, never tried to demonize him, and never went to Hillary and played it and said, by the way, what do you think of your opponent's line? The way they do, you know, the way they did to Trump every time someone says something bad or Trump says something bad, they go to every other Republican candidate and say, well, you know, that's how they get you in a corner and they try to defeat you. And the answer should always be the same. I'm not going to comment on what someone else said. I'm not going to comment on that. I'm going to comment on the terrible economy Obama's created. That's how I handle the media. I don't answer their questions. I answer my questions. I get out my message. And you're stupid if you don't understand. As a politician, that's what you've got to do. Don't worry about their question. You answer it any way you want that gets your message out.
I'm going to ask you about, as far as the Republicans go towards Trump, what could these people possibly... I'm so mad at them, it isn't funny. What could these people possibly be thinking when they're coming out there raising money? Republicans are raising money to fight Trump, to work against Trump. Our leaders are coming out speaking against Trump. Are these guys petrified of Hillary, or do they really stupidly think that they're going to grab the White House in 4 years after she ruins the country for 40 years?
They've all got giant egos, and I'm glad it happened because it proves to me how bad the establishment really is, and even how bad some of the Ted Cruz conservatives really are.
Yeah.
They've all got egos through the roof, and Donald's rubbed them the wrong way because he's not going to reward them with a job. He's not going to hire their consulting firm. He's not going to hire their polling firm. And so they all hate Donald Trump, and they're willing to do anything, including elect Hillary Clinton, in order to keep the system intact. They get their bribes, they get their lobbying jobs, and they get their pollster jobs, and their consultant jobs, and their lobbyist jobs, and they want to keep the system intact. And as I said in this article on Fox News, I said, listen, maybe here's 12 reasons why you should love Donald's speech, and here's 12 reasons why you should love Donald, but if you want, and you still don't listen to me, and you want to ignore it, that's great. Forget everything I just said. Just think of him this way. Donald Trump is a gigantic, all-American, laser-guided middle finger to Washington, D.C. And if you want to give the middle finger to Washington, D.C., he's your man. Don't worry about anything else. He's one big middle finger, and gave him a name. He's Trexit. He's the Brexit of America, except it's Trump exit, Trexit. And it's going to be the same result. The media is going to be shocked. The liberals are going to be sick to their stomach the next day. The media is going to claim this is the end of America, and Donald will destroy the economy, and he's going to nuke somebody.
Of course.
And you know what? You know what? England's economy is thriving after they voted to get out of the EU. All the experts were wrong about everything. The rest of the EU is in trouble, and England is doing fantastic. They made the right decision.
Yeah.
Never let them make you hysterical with their propaganda and their rhetoric. Never. That's why I wrote Angry White Male. He is a middle finger to Washington, D.C., and I love it.
Yeah.
For no other reason. I vote for him for that reason alone.
Well, all right. So I'm gonna take another little turn on you. You and I have some of the same belief systems here. God, country, family, constitution, that whole thing. The more I do the show, and we get calls from all over the country, people are upset that we have forgotten God. We have forgotten our faith. We have forgotten what this country is built on. Do you think that's a big part of the demise of this country as a whole, why we're heading down? We're not just, Obama has ignored it. The Dems have ignored it, and they've had a lot of control. Is that part of our problem? We're forgetting about God?
Yeah, no question. Listen, it's not like I'm the most extreme super religious guy in the world. I'm not, and I'd be a hypocrite if I told you I was. I'm not a guy who goes to church every Sunday, As a matter of fact, during NFL season, I'm amazed. Who goes to church when the NFL football game's on? Are you crazy? But having said that, I'm a big God guy, and I don't believe church is where you have to pray. I'm a guy who prays every single morning to start my day outside in my backyard. I pray for about 20 minutes. And I say affirmations, and I say prayers, and I visualize, and I ask God for the things I want in life, and I thank God for the things he's given me and the blessings I've got, and I thank God for my health and my family's health, and I do that every day. And I'm not someone who thinks that there's any real proof that God is listening or that God is answering. I think what prayer is, at its very worst case scenario, at a best, God is listening, but at a worst, and this is all I care about, the worst case scenario, it's positive reinforcement of your own life. It's positive thinking. If I say out loud, God, I want to do this. God, I want to achieve that. God, thank you for this. My life's great. If I say it out loud, it puts me in a great mood. At the very least, it makes me into an optimist. And so whether God is there or not, whether God is listening or not, I'm much happier when I pray. And studies show people who pray and who go to church are happier and healthier and live better lives.
Right.
And when they're sick, they get over it faster and they don't die. And when others pray for them. So there is something to it. And I love God, and I'm a Jew, took Jesus Christ as my Savior 25 years ago, and I pray to Jesus, and I've always felt like, I feel like there's an answer when I pray to Jesus. I never got that feeling when I pray to anyone else. My point is, every kid needs a little God, a little structure, a little discipline in their life, and you show me a black kid in a public school in America, and I'll show you someone who's absolutely failing and probably going to drop out, his life is misery. You show me a black kid in a Catholic school, and they're equal with the white students, so therefore, it's better to have God as your foundation.
Author of Angry White Male, Wayne Allyn Root. Wayne, always a pleasure. Buy the book. Get the book online.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
You too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back shortly.